champagne. Welcome to the Roar 3, the Breakdown Edition. Welcome to my
house. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of 3, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rocky. Welcome back to another great show.
We do have a great show. We're going to talk.
Well, we are here. I mean,
we do have a great show, man.
It's always a great show. Do you talk about sports all day?
Basically, I mean, that's what I live for, and I watch sports all day and talk about it all day, and it's just what I do. But right now, we're going to talk about the NBA, and mainly, we're going to start out by talking about the Golden State Warriors. They got 72 wins against the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, obviously, you can hear my enthusiasm as how great they are. Let's go out on a limb. Are they going to beat Memphis?
They are going to shellack Memphis.
I think they're going to lose.
There's no – listen, the last time they played Memphis, they almost lost. They won by 1 point.
They were down by double digits.
But there's no way you should lose to Memphis at home. No way.
Shouldn't have lost to the Lakers either.
But. No, you shouldn't have lost to the Lakers. And listen, there's been a lot of bad losses by really good teams. The Cavs lost to the Nets. The Grizzlies were six
players.
Worse to
lose to the Lakers, okay.
Don't forget, the Grizzlies beat the Cavs on their home court without six of their players.
Yeah, but they didn't have LeBron either.
Oh, my goodness. It doesn't matter if he plays or not. That team, you know, could lose any
game. That's not saying it doesn't matter if Steph Curry plays.
A little bit different. You take Steph Curry off the Warriors, they're in trouble.
And you take LeBron.
LeBron.
And you put – then what you're left with is two guys who were average players at best.
But who? Kyrie and Kevin Love?
Yeah.
They should be better without him on the court.
They should be, but they're not.
No, well, because they're babies.
They're talented stars made for losing teams.
The problem with the Cavs is you got three players that play together – that demand the ball all the time.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to pass. Everybody wants to shoot.
Kevin Love just a fish out of water there.
How LeBron James has not averaged a triple-double all season blows my mind. I don't understand.
He doesn't want to.
He should, though. Should he not be averaging a triple-double all season?
Close to
it. At least close. I mean, dude, you got – Kevin Love, you got Kyrie Irving, two of the best scorers in the NBA.
Well, the problem with that is they don't have enough patience to pass the ball down to Kevin Love on the low block where he's best. He's not the best three-point shooter. He's best at getting the ball down low, backing a guy down, you know, fading away, going under, doing – that's what he's known for doing. Like, that is what when he was in Minnesota and averaging, like, 26 and 10 every single night. That's what he did. And just like LeBron James turned Chris Bosh into a jump shot player, he's doing it to Kevin Love. Kevin Love needs to get out of there.
Well, I personally, if they don't win an NBA championship, which they're not, they're blowing things up anyway.
It's not out of the question.
Really? You giving them a chance to beat San Antonio or Golden State?
I think they got a better chance of beating San Antonio.
I don't know. LeBron's kryptonite is San Antonio.
It's just hard to say because you're like, you know, they won two games against those Warriors without Kevin Love or Kyrie Irving. I mean, Matthew Dellavedova was the second best player on that team in the finals.
If you go back to watch those games, I still say to this day, they changed the game plan. And I know LeBron was tired and all this, but I thought it would be easier to play low post than shoot jump shots all day. But, you know, that's just me.
LeBron just couldn't drive to the basket every single time. He just got tired.
Which I get.
It'll be interesting to see if that comes to fruition. Because, once again, the Spurs lost to Golden State, but the Spurs played a very limited game.
Right. Where the Warriors, they played the Grizzlies. They came back double digits and won by 1 point. They got the Grizzlies again Wednesday night. Spurs game, they beat the Spurs 92-86 after the Spurs led most of the game. Giving the Spurs their first home loss of the year, they're win away from the all-time record. Do they do it? Do they break it?
I don't think so.
You don't think they win?
I think
they lose the Grizzlies?
I do. I really, really do. Not only do I think that, I really hope that. I just think it would be so funny to watch these guys talk all year. Now we're going for the record. We're going for the record. We're going for the record. Like, we want the record. Even to the point where Kerr said, you know, I think I'd rather rest players, but I'm going to leave it up to the guys. And they chose to go for it.
Now,
I just think it would be funny. Do you think that they're a better team than the 95 Bulls?
No, no way.
Even if they've won more games?
It's hard to compare today's team to the 90s teams or the 80s.
It's hard to compare any generation.
But it's really in NBA basketball, it's hard to compare. Because the game they played in the 90s is totally different than they play now. You know, yeah. They hand-checking back then, everything they did back then, you wouldn't get called for today.
No.
You know, they let you play.
I mean, you can say that about...
So it's a lot different.
You can say that about any sport. I mean, think about football. I think if you put the rules that we have today and let some of those old, like, you know, Terry Bradshaw-led Pittsburgh Steelers, I think there's 7 teams in the NFL that would smoke them.
Well, okay, but football, comparing the football players back then to today, though, you got to remember, some of the football players back then, they went drinking 6 days a week and played 1 game a week.
Yeah.
All right, today, these guys are 6'6", 325 pounds of muscle. They live, eat, and sleep football.
As my good friend Bobby Boucher would say, they're finely tuned athletic machines.
Exactly. So NBA player, I just think when it comes to NBA, though, you have a different style in the 90s and 80s than you do today. So when people say, I'm all about the 90s. Michael Jordan, there's no player that's going to ever be better than Michael Jordan in my eyes, ever.
I mean,
because the killer instinct, we always talk about LeBron with the killer instinct. We always compare Jordan for that because he had that killer instinct and played against great players in the 90s. Charles Barkley didn't win a title because of him.
A lot of people didn't win a title because of
him. Clyde Drexler.
My favorite two players of all time, John Stockton and Karl Malone.
Didn't win one because of Jordan.
And people rip. Like, John Stockton for that was like, well, he can't be the greatest point guard of all time because he didn't win a championship. Well, he didn't win a championship because he was going up against Michael Jordan.
I mean, Patrick Ewing with the Knicks. I mean, there's a bunch of teams in the 90s.
He's a bum.
Just kidding. He's a bum.
He's a bum.
Greatest player in Knicks history. You don't say that.
He's a bum. The Knicks suck.
But it's hard to compare 90s to now. But to me, no, they won't ever be better than that team because Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. You had, you know, two of the greatest players that ever played the game on that team. You know, and to me, this Warriors team needs to win 3 in a row to even be on that level.
Yeah, because people forget that last year that it was a surprise.
Well, a lot of people call it a fluke because all the injuries to San Antonio.
And the Clippers San Antonio out early. Right. And it was supposed to be San Antonio's year.
The Thunder. Perfect example. They missed Durant half the year, and they missed Westbrook.
He missed games last
year. Yeah. So a lot of players missed time last year.
Yeah.
That year.
I don't like to compare either, but it's just the question that, like, it's anytime a record gets broken, it has to be that. Well, is it better than this? Well, it doesn't have to be better. Can it just be good?
To me, there's different tiers you put players and teams in now. Like, when people say, give me your top five, I'm like, all right, I'll give you top five, but they're all together. Like, elite quarterbacks, okay? There's 3 elite quarterbacks in today's NFL. You know, so it's hard to separate the 1 to the 3.
I think there's only 2, but.
Well, maybe now, after this year, there used to be 3. But, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
There's teams you can put in that class. And I will put Golden State in that class with the Bulls of 95. I ain't putting them above the Bulls of 95, though. No. I'll put them that level.
I wouldn't either. And I'm not a big Michael Jordan fan. I just – that team was great. But I guess with the, I guess the next question has to be, is this season, like, they, let's say they do break the record, they beat Memphis, they get 73 wins, but they don't win the championship. Are you one of those people that say, well, this season's a failure?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a failure.
I hate that.
It's a failure.
Why does everything, like, why can't you just have a good season? Like, you know what? Because you're going to – I'll remember that. I'll remember the Golden State. When I'm 50, I'm going to be like – if the Golden State Warriors don't win a championship, I'm going to look back and be like, no, I remember that team. They won 73 games. They were super fun to watch.
Here's why you will remember that. They won 73 games and they lost the – they didn't win a championship. That's the reason
people I won't. I mean, that for me, I don't judge everything off of championships.
To me, I do. And here's why, right?
Well, it's because you're a Michael Jordan fan. You worship Michael Jordan. No, Michael Jordan killed sports.
No, he didn't kill
sports. Yes, he did. No, because it's like, if you don't win a championship every single year, you're a failure.
In the way I look at things in my eyes is, if you – I'm a Cowboys fan, all right? I would rather not make the playoffs and lose in the – I would rather not lose in the first round of the playoffs. If I'm going to lose a wild card weekend, don't even put me in the playoffs. I don't deserve to be there. I want to be – it's championship or bust for me.
I guess that's because you're a Cowboys fan.
Well, no, just in anything.
I don't know. No one cares about second place.
No one cares about second.
No, because, see, in my opinion, the year that the Carolina Panthers went 12-4, they got the first round bye, and then they lost to San Francisco. That's still one of the best years in Panthers, and I loved it. You know what? They didn't make the Super Bowl. That's fine. Only one team gets to win. That doesn't mean everybody else is terrible.
That's like 2 years ago. People, you know, when Panthers won the division with 7-9 record.
Yeah.
Or 7-8-1. Really? I mean, that's a little extreme. I get you win the division.
Yeah.
Winning the division is not it for me. You know, and now that they've won two straight division titles.
Three.
Okay, three, my fault. I'm going to get that corrected, especially in Charlotte.
How many has the Cowboys won in a row?
Hey, y'all got as many division crowns as we do world championships.
It's 2016. Oh, y'all still don't have
that many. Y'all still ain't got that many. But anyway, my point is, championships are it, dude.
I don't look at sports like that. I really don't. And, you know, people always say that to me because, well, you're a LeBron fan, so of course you don't look at it that way. I'm sorry. LeBron James is the second greatest NBA player of all time.
I'll put him top five. I'm not putting him second.
Why? Because he doesn't have enough rings? Because that's everybody's
– Well, I've seen him play.
I've seen him play, too. Listen, he can do every single thing on the court better than anybody else.
I give him respect, but to me, that one – and it's the one knock on him his whole career after he lost the first one, killer instinct. Killer instinct.
To this day, I
still see it. When you watch him play, it's like, all right, we're in the fourth quarter. I'm going to step back a little bit. Just like game three of the finals last year. All right, I'm going to stop playing the way I played the first two games.
I understand what you're saying about
it. And he played great that whole series. Don't get me wrong.
He should have been the finals MVP.
No, he should have been finals MVP. I don't get when he changes his game plan. And I'll put him in top five.
Maybe he doesn't have that killer instinct that Michael Jordan had, but it just that's why. And I say that, you know, not to disrespect Michael Jordan, because I do think he's the greatest basketball player of all time, and he's one of the greatest sports people of all time. The problem is everything gets compared to him. Everything. It's like you can't do anything. Well, it's Jordan. He's the Michael Jordan of baseball. The Michael Jordan of hockey. He's the Michael Jordan of this. He's the Michael Jordan of grocery cart grabbing. Like, what are you talking? Like, not everything has to be about Michael Jordan. Like,
I wish
he never happened.
If you're the GOAT, okay, which he is, everybody looks to him because he's won six titles, had the most wins in a season. He never lost.
And you know what? He's a crappy owner and evaluator of talent. How about that?
That's what we thought before this year. I ain't gonna lie, because I didn't think we would win 20-25 games in Charlotte. They won a lot more than I thought.
They'd do really well this year. I didn't know they would have been in contention for
they're
a three. 13
games over 500 right now.
Yeah, no, I didn't think they would be this good. I thought maybe getting a 7 or 8 would be a good season for the Hornets. But yeah, let's talk.
Actually 12 games over 500. But you know, finish up the Golden State segment real fast. I do think it's a failure if they don't win a title.
I don't. I think it's one of the greatest seasons ever. I mean, Steph's breaking records. They're breaking all sorts of records. They didn't lose two games in a row all year. That is so impressive. And I'm really sorry if they don't win the championship. I hope they don't. But that's
I don't think they will.
You don't think that we think the Spurs will take them out?
Somebody's going to beat them. I think somebody's
going to beat them. You know who I think's going to beat them? The Clippers.
You see, here's why I can't say the Clippers. Every single year, all right, this team's got it. This team's going. This team's going to go far. Then they choke.
Maybe every they just year. Weren't good enough.
Last year, they still got to the finals. Houston wasn't better than them.
No, they choked last year. They choked. Sure.
They have choked every year in the
playoffs.
I'm
not a big proprietor of like, oh, the teams choke or players choke. Like Jordan Spieth choked. They choked.
Can we stop this Doc Rivers greatness train? Doc Rivers is not that great of a coach. He's a good coach.
I think he's a good strategist.
I ain't going to say great coach.
I think he's a really great strategist of basketball. I think he is terrible at player personnel and chemistry.
And now the Clippers are 52-28, and they missed Blake Griffin a lot of the year.
Yeah.
I give them credit.
Yeah.
They're 4th seed in the West. But, you know, everybody says Doc Rivers is a great, 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 because he won one NBA title. We throw the great word around way too much.
With three of the greatest players of all time on his team.
Right.
The original big three.
Absolutely. But, yeah, going to the Hornets, you know, right now they're 6th seed. They're 46-34. They lost Sunday to the Wizards in Washington.
That they locked 113-98. They're getting the 6th seed.
But that's bad. Let me tell you why it's bad.
Okay.
Because the Hawks are 48-32, and right now look like they're going to be 3 seed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one team they didn't want to play.
Yeah.
Because they have, I think they've beaten them once this year. We beat Atlanta once.
I think we beat them like twice in 3 years. Like, right. It's been bad. Like, you'd rather play the Heat. Like, yeah, we had that run where we couldn't beat the Heat at home or away. It does hurt. You would like to see Boston lose and maybe us win and we can leapfrog Boston.
And beat a 4 or 5.
Yeah. If we could get to 5. But then people are like, well, I don't want to be the 5 because after we win, then we got to play the Cavs. I'm sorry. You're losing to the Raptors or the Cavs. It don't matter who you get.
I disagree. I think if we could beat a 3 seed, we could beat the Raptors. I really think you could beat the Raptors.
No.
They have choked. You talk about choke. Let's go back to choke word again. The Raptors have choked in years past. Different year. I'd rather play the Raptors in the second round than the Cavs in the second round. I'd rather play the Cavs in the finals.
I think I'd rather play the Raptors because we might be able to win 2 games, maybe. But I don't want to play the Cavs because you're going to get swept. Because you're going up against playoff LeBron. And whether or not you say he's got the killer instinct, he plays harder in the playoffs.
No, and it's that time of year where he should be playing killer instinct. But anything can happen in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Sure.
Anything can happen. As a matter of fact, I don't even know. If you play Indiana Pacers, right now the Cavs would play the Pistons or the Pacers are tied for the 8th seed.
I think I'd rather play the Pacers.
They don't want to play the Pacers.
I don't want to play the Pistons. I don't want to play Andre Drummond.
I don't want to play Pacers and Paul George. Just saying. Anything can happen, Paul George.
LeBron James could shut him down, though.
We hope.
Yeah, I think
we said that a couple years ago, and Paul George went off on LeBron.
That was a weird year, though. It was weird.
True. No,
true.
It was a year.
Yeah. That was like the coming out party of Paul George.
But do we really want do we want our Hornets to really play the Hawks in the first round?
No, I don't. I'd rather play Miami.
Oh, I'd rather play Miami. I'd rather play Boston in the first round.
I'd rather play Miami than Boston. If I had to choose between the three, I'd take Miami. Aging, older, they still don't have great chemistry. I think they're still trying to figure it out, especially now that they added Joe Johnson so late in the season. I would rather play them. I don't want to. The Hawks would be last on the list. I think Boston is so young. Boston's going to play free. They're going to play out of their minds because they've got nothing to lose. Nobody thought Boston was going to be this good. Brad Stevens has done an amazing job with that team. And the guys that are on that team are young and hungry and got nothing. They're not as good. And please don't get me wrong when I say this. I look at that team and I look at the same dynamic of Harden, Durant, and Westbrook being so young and making a push for the finals, because that team shouldn't have been there that year. They were way too young and not ready for that stage. And that's how I look at Boston. They're young. They've got nothing to lose. And if anybody is going to, like, upset one of the two, it's going to be Boston. I think Boston, let's put it this way. Let's say we flip with Boston. We get the 5 and they get the 6. They could go on to beat the Raptors easily. I think they would win. I think they would win in 5
games. I think
games.
Any of the top 6. I think any 3-6 seed could beat Toronto.
I mean, but that's the thing with the playoffs, man. You never know. The Raptors could lose in the first round to, you know, the Pistons, and then it's a free for all, and then it's who gets to play Cleveland in the end.
Right, which everybody said, no matter what, it's going to be the Cavs.
It's a foregone conclusion. Probably. Yes,
but
I think they'll lose more games along the way than people think.
I think Atlanta could get them fits. The Hawks, you know, dude, they're 48-32. They've got a good enough team. They don't play great in the playoffs in years past. But it's just a different year.
I don't know. We will find out this week, though. Next week, we'll come back. NBA regular season will be wrapped up, so we'll be moving on to playoff basketball. It's actually when I start. My wife hates me because I'm locked in. I watch every single game because they're all on TV finally. You go like 3 games now. If you don't have NBA TV or NBA League Pass, you can go 3 games without getting to see a basketball game. Drives me nuts. All right, that is going to do it this week for the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. I am your host. I'm Jeff.
And, of course, Rocky, thank you for joining us this week. Follow us on Periscope at BSS Carolinas and listen to our shows every week.
Rule 3 on Spreaker. That is where you can find me. Y'all have a great week. We will see you next week.
Catch us at work.
Drop the verse. It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies.